Welcome back to the Hollywood Casino Press Box featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoyne on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Back with us, 590 The Fan, Hollywood Casino Press Box, Martin, Frank going until noon. Then it's the Cam Jansen Experience. Extravaganza, you just can't call it a program, according to Cam. Cam Jansen Show from noon until 1. Offenburg Hyundai, located in O'Fallon, Illinois, Highway 64. It's an Al McInnes slapshot from downtown St. Louis. OffenbergHyundai.com is where you can find them on the web. They're celebrating their 30th anniversary as the original Hyundai dealer in this area. You can ask for Matt Offenburg by name. Stop by, and any of the sales folks will hook you up. Go for a test drive. See what Hyundai is all about. And, of course, the great service you get with Offenburg pre-owned vehicles. In fact, if you have a car in mind, year, make, model, let them know. They will find it for you, part of their great service. We've got the Cubs in town tomorrow, tied for first. If I had offered this in February, even though you're only seven over, but I said,
oh, yeah,
you're in first place, and it's almost August. And the fact that the Cubs have underachieved, right? I mean, I think everybody... The Cardinals are about what you thought, aren't they? To be, you're lucky to be in first, but seven over late July is kind of what you would have predicted, guessed, maybe? Or did you think they're going to be 20 over at this point?
I thought they'd be better than they are, but if you tell me they're going to be tied for first place as we approach August, absolutely, I'll take it. And here's the thing we touched on with Bob Nightingale a little bit. Is the Cubs are in as much of a need to make a trade as the Cardinals, but, man, they don't have anybody to move. I mean, like, did you see, like, Hap's stats in the minor leagues? He was not great. And I don't think they can move Schwarber, who had that monster 7 RBI game yesterday, and he hasn't been that good either. He's 228, although he's got some good home runs. I don't know what they have to move to get something in return. At least the Cardinals have options, and you don't want to give up a couple of these guys like Carlson or Gorman.
And they probably won't say it, but they'll get Hamels back, as Nightingale pointed out. Now, the Cardinals for years have said, well, it's like making a trade. But if you could roll out Hamels and Lester, Hendricks, and I guess Darvish is coming around a little bit, I think rotation-wise –
that's an edge.
They're probably, you know, they're certainly better than you are, but that's probably decent. The problem is the bullpen and Lester Munson, not John Lester. Lester Munson said it last week. He said, how many games have we blown in the eighth or ninth? And then you have Craig Kimbrell. I'm not saying Holland-esque, a guy who was sitting out and you get him, but he's not quite right. On Saturday, they had the game won. They got an extra inning home run from Elmora Jr., and all they got to do is close it out with Craig Kimbrell. He doesn't get an out, and he gives up two home runs in that bottom of the 10th inning. So if Kimbrell is shaky, that might change the division because their bullpen is bad. They do give up a lot of runs in the 7th and 8th inning, but you could clean it up a little bit if Kimbrell's really good. But if Kimbrell's bad, if he's a little bit Holland-esque like last year, that might open the door for you.
Now, they do have a Holland on their team, the one from San Francisco they just got. He won a scoreless inning yesterday, but... I think he's a difference maker.
I think I might disagree with Frank. If you're talking strictly from, because the Cardinals and Mozeliak have said they're not going to dip into their prospect pool if they're trading it going to be somebody on their major league roster, I think the Cubs have more to offer in a trade. You could give a Schwarber or an Almora Jr. In a trade. You could put those guys up and still be feasible in your lineup. I think those are a better option than, what did you say, Michael Wacha and Jose Martinez maybe is in the mix.
Maybe on the big league roster. But if you do dip into the minor leagues, and I think the Cardinals have to consider that, especially if you get a guy that's going to be here. Like Trevor Bauer would be here for not only this season, but next season. And then I think the same is true with Syndergaard, who it's not just a 3 or 2 month rental here. So
the Bauer, it seems to be coming more of it's coming out now that since he chucked that ball into the outfield. I think people knew he'd get, you know, into it with folks on Twitter, but Nightingale, and Bob doesn't, he's not a hatchet guy, but he was very definitive that Cleveland's motivation for moving this guy is that he's not popular in the clubhouse and they're just sort of sick of him. They're 19 games over 500. If you're Mozeliak and the Cardinals, And I guess he hasn't been that good, so that's the other roll of the dice. It used to be we take these guys and Dave Duncan will fix them. And no offense to Mike Maddox, but I haven't heard people saying that anymore. Hey, we'll take that guy and we'll get him here and we'll fix him. The Bauer thing would be interesting, though, because the Cardinals don't seem to like anybody who rocks the boat. Tommy Pham is playing in Tampa, most of us believe in part because of his personality. So would they really roll the dice on a Bauer? Maybe not. But I love the, from the money standpoint, he's not going to be a free agent. It's arbitration. You can control him a little bit. So I, there has to be some deal made. I don't think Waka, you can't shop him. If nothing
like I said, those are the only guys you can think about are being tradable. But you,
if nothing else, he's probably going back in the rotation right now.
Yeah, he will be.
Because
he should get the next start after what happened Saturday.
I think you have to. You know, Daniel Ponce de Leon, God bless him, we cursed him pretty good. I think 2 weeks ago we had him pitching the one-game plan. And now he just can't get through two, three, four innings and walking everybody. And I didn't mind. You had to give him the hook the other day. Schilt's been more aggressive about that, getting guys out, which is smart. But Waka, the optics on that, it was kind of like 0-14. You bring him in at the worst moment, bases are already loaded until he serves it up. But I think Waka is in line for a start, which is probably another reason if you're the front office, you're saying, we got to get a guy.
Yep.
And there's nobody. Remember, they had 10 starters in February. And right now, you don't have five.
Now, where's the ranking for the Mets? Now, this may be a question for Hoffman, maybe because he's already checked or not. I'm not for sure. But where, like, where did they rank nationally? Are they highly touted in the Mets organization?
They
like,
were 4-6 in the Mets organization. Okay. So per MLB.com.
Okay. So decent. I didn't know like what would be comparable to trading a prospect or a major league player for the Cardinals. I didn't know what was comparable or if it was out of the realm. But that's pretty – those are two pretty highly touted prospects in that system. So
the Mets are interesting because people kind of laugh at first. Like, what are you doing? And then it kind of calmed down and the reaction was they're cornering the market on pitching – in a bad free agent market and a weak trade market, and all of a sudden now they've got extra pieces to deal with. The GM's a former agent. So is there any chance? I was talking to Chris Raby, Radio Wars, KMYX last night, and he said, dude, I think he just likes to trade. You know, like he was a former agent, and now he's in this position. It's sort of fantasy baseball, except he's actually in charge
of
a big league
team. Well, it's interesting because they're a team that's not going to make the postseason. They're 50-55, and yet they're acquiring. Now, you could make the argument Stroman's under control, and he's also a New Yorker, and he's a good pitcher, so it's a good move. But normally teams that are out of it are not acquiring talent. They're giving it up.
You might have brought up a good point. Maybe this is their mindset. Maybe they're thinking of 2020. I hate to say that right now. You don't want to say that they're already giving up. But that rotation, if you keep Syndergaard and don't put him on the block, you're talking a healthy rotation right there, and you have young prospects like Alonso coming into his second year. Maybe they are playing for 2020.
You know what scares me is that I do think it could come down to something as easy as this, is either the Giants, I mean, either the Cubs, Cardinals, or Brewers are going to acquire a name starting pitcher. And I think the team that does that may end up winning the division. And I think the team that normally has the best chance of doing that, at least recently, is the Brewers. And you hear Robbie Ray's name connected with Milwaukee, you know, more than anybody else. So
it is true. They probably should have kept Wade Miley, who we saw this weekend, and Bob pointed that out. It's also true back in 2008, they were the ones. They went and got CC Sabathia, and lo and behold, they were back in the playoffs. He mentioned Aroldis Chapman, 2016, Cubs win the World Series. So there does seem to be, it's not just fantasy baseball that people play on the radio. There does seem to be some really good correlation between aggressive at the deadline and Cardinals themselves. There's examples of that. And getting to October and having success. But it's a weak trade market. It's a lot of pressure to get a deal done. I think fans now expect the least when it comes to a deadline deal. Don't you think the expectation is low?
Well, when is the last time at the deadline, Brian, that the Cardinals have brought in a name player?
Lackey was 14, and then we talked. Mujica was the year or two before that.
Mujica was 2012,
but Lackey is the last like name player.
I would say, yeah. I mean, unless you want to count a Brandon Moss.
Brandon
in
Moss was the next year.
That wasn't really an earth-shattering move. So probably
nice
Lackey.
He was.
I don't get why Mozeliak, because he didn't really need to say we're not trading prospects or we're focusing on keeping our prospects, because I don't know what opposing teams think about that or if he really believes that, but you're showing the fan base that you're, I think you should say if the right move comes into place, if the right player comes into place, everybody is willing to be traded. This is a team that, is underachieving. And this is when he did say that. Now they've, you know, had a good winning streak. I just don't like him saying he's not willing to trade, you know, the Carlsons or the Gormans of the world, because he didn't really need to say that.
Well, but he might want that out there, too. I mean, if he's talking to another team, they're all right, you know, and he can keep playing.
So he can say, I'm playing horrible.
Even though he's willing, hell yeah, we'll trade anybody. But he's on the phone now, and the guy says, I know you don't want to trade. Like, oh, we really don't want to. Oh, we have no interest in doing that. But if you have to have him, I mean, that could be part of the game, too, as to what you say publicly.
I wasn't sure if it was a mind play or not, because, I mean, if there's a player available, I'd be willing to trade almost anyone on this roster, I think, outside of maybe a Paul DeJong. Even then, it's, you know, anybody to me, there's really not one untradeable player on this team. And so I think if you can make a move to better your roster, I think everybody's in play.
What a great reference there, Brandon Moss. Remember what a terrific guy he was? The best talker ever. You know, I think he's
still... He'd be old for his last 80, and he'd still talk to you, as long as he could take his chew out.
I think he hit the longest home run in Busch Stadium history.
That
didn't he, like,
sounds four, plausible, 80, yeah.
78.
Was best friends with Jerko, maybe, who I think is still on the team.
Keon Broxton now has it. Moss's was 477. Keon Broxton, assuming this is still the record, hit 1489.
Wow.
That's a pretty quick turn on the stats there,
huh?
Yeah. I'm
good at my job, Martin.
The Brewers just keep finding guys like Hira, you know, guys who can hit, but they do have some pitching problems. There's no doubt about it. Even if the Cubs are the more talented overall roster, which most people agree, it doesn't seem like somebody's running away with this. They haven't yet. But if the Cardinals just keep rolling out this same group, granted the nice winning streak, they've been very good since the All-Star break overall, it doesn't seem like enough. I think everybody feels like it's not enough.
Yeah, I don't know how you can address the team or even the fans on July 31st or 3:30 without having a major move be done. I don't know how you can justify it and try to spin it as a we believe in these guys sort of thing. Because you challenge them earlier this month and said, we're waiting to see what they do before we determine if we're buyers or sellers, and here we are on the 29th, and you're tied for first place. Only reason you're tied for first is because your weakness, your starting pitching, lets you down on Saturday and Sunday. And that's why you're not a game up or two games up, which you could be.
All right, great text going to break. You don't think the Maddox hand on the shoulder will calm Trevor Bauer down? That's well played.
And you know what? It paints such a visual because we've all seen Maddox do that.
Every game.
Yeah, and it's great though because he says he can kind of tell like how amped up they are. He can kind of get a sense of whether they're tense or not. Have you ever seen that before? Like on a consistent basis. That's true. Trevor, come into my office here. He's laying hands, Frank. That's all we need. I would take Trevor Bauer just because it would shake. I mean, it would be interesting, right? It wouldn't be boring.
Absolutely. Okay, for all of your eye care needs, see Dr. Michael Jones, Quantum Vision Centers, 866-260-EYES. Dr. Jones, longtime friend of the show, practices complete eye care in the metro area. From routine eye exams to LASIK, custom cataract surgery, Dr. Jones can get it done for you. Board certified in ophthalmology. He's the best there is at that LASIK surgery. He really is. 866-260-EYES. We'll be right back.